on the 40-meter band and listening. Where's all those big AM malls?
There's all them big AM malls.
Modulation we got here.
Yay. Damn it. Starting to get on my nerve scope.
You need to use a squirt of WD-40 in that there control.
Oh, I'd never recommend that. I'd never recommend using WD-40.
I didn't endorse it.
I didn't endorse it. I'd never endorse it. I hate it. I hate it. I really do.
Yeah, that's about 200%.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Back that down.
It's probably just as well. I wouldn't have a monitor.
Yay. Yeah, that's a little better. CQ calling it CQ. CQ calling at CQ. Hey, Colligan, man. This is K4HX. Kilo 4, Hotel X-Ray, K4HX, Kaleidoscope 4, half-track xylophone. K4HX calling CQ AM and listening.
K4HX from K4RHH.
Yeah, was that K4RHH?
Yes, Hotel.
All righty, very good. Good afternoon to you. Big signal here. Look at the meter, but it was swinging quite a ways to the right there. How are you today? My name's Steve. I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia. K4RHH from K4HX.
Okay, Steve. K4HX in Lynchburg, Virginia. Well, you put down a good signal, too. I didn't get something to write on. I didn't get a chance to look at the meter. That's the 720. Been sitting for about 10 or 15 years. Just started getting out and try it out. See how it works. Maybe it's brandy. I'll even see why. And we are on the western edge of Lynchburg. So shoot back to you and see how we're doing. K4HX from K4HX.
All right, very good. Well, give me your name one more time. I was messing around with something here, and I thought I caught the tail end of it. I want to make sure I got it right.
Okay, your name is Randy, R-E-N-D-Y. R-E-N-D-Y.
All right, I had it correct, but I wasn't sure if it was Randy or Andy. Wanted to make sure I had it right. All right, Randy, good to hear you. Well, you're booming in almost 20 over. Almost 20 over, which is a big signal on this S meter. It doesn't go above 20, 25 over all that often. So you are doing very well out here to the east. I guess you're a couple hundred, maybe a couple hundred miles west of us. Here in Williamsburg, we're, southeast of Richmond by about 40-some miles. Northeast of Norfolk by about the same. Beautiful day here. Not a cloud in the sky. And I don't know what the temperature is, but it's got to be up in the 70s. Just a little slight breeze. Just a, you know, perfect day to be outside.
Of course, what am I doing? I'm sitting inside on the radio.
Go figure. Oh, I got the door open here in the basement, so there's some fresh air coming in. So, very good on the ICOM, running a Yaesu FT1000D here. That's driving a linear to about 250 watts, 300 watts. The antenna system's a pair of
delta loops.
Two-element delta loop array beaming to the west. So more in your direction, although I think you're probably close enough it wouldn't matter which direction I beamed. But further out it would. So that is the deal. Got my friend Todd here. We just got back from a ham fest up in New Hampshire. Ham fest runs Friday and Saturday, and we drove back last night, I guess, into early this morning, and hit the sack around 2:30 or 3 or some ungodly hour last night, and rolled out of bed a little bit late this morning. So we've been just hanging out here, listening around in the high bands, listening to all the activity on 10 and 15 and 20, and thought we'd make a contact or two here on good old 40 meters. So back to you there.
K4RHH from K4HX.
Okay, K4HX from K4HH. Okay, very good, Steve. Now you're putting in a boon signal. Man, you're getting up sometimes about 30 over 9. It varies, varying a little bit if USB goes down a little bit, comes on back up. Yeah, rig sounds good too. I just checked this rig out here with a bird watt meter. Looks like it was doing about 40 watts downward modulation. Probably not a very good rig for AM. But it's been sitting for many, many, many years. And it was sitting for a long time before I bought it. An old radio. I tell you what, they really made them good. It's surprising everything worked real good except the volume control. When I hooked it up, it needs cleaning. But other than that, it's good. Okay, on the ham fest, boy, you went a long way for that. I think that's cool quite that far for it, but, have what you like. We go to a lot of them around. I've been to Richmond and Manassas, Raleigh and Winchester and all of those. Wanted to try to get one up to get one of the Westminster PA. But I think it's Maryland. Yeah, it's up in Maryland. But didn't work out, so I understand they have two or three up there. I don't know what they're like. I don't know if you've ever been to any. Antennas here is some kind of a, I really don't know what it is. I bought it from a friend of mine. Got the paperwork to it. Some 79 and K9. They say it's worth a antenna for 4080 and 160. That's two coils in each side of it. It's not a trap antenna. It reminds me a little bit of that Alpha Delta type antenna. But I checked it with the MFJ, and everything looked pretty good on it, except the 40 meter needs cutting back a little bit to pretty high at the high end of the band. But the CMs and everything is there. So it seems to be a right well-made antenna. But this first antenna I've had up in many, many years, I've been very, very inactive for numerous years. Just kind of getting back around to it, try to pull that thing, clean up, throw out, take stuff to the hand to it, get rid of it. Beginning to overwhelm it here. And I'm not getting any younger. One day my kids, they have to throw all this stuff away. That sure would upset me. Still done. The old man's down in pretty good shape today. And the weather here is great too. A little windy, but it's real nice. K4HX from K4RHH.
Yeah, beautiful transmission, Randy. Yeah, your signal's hanging right up there at 20 over 9. Very, very steady here. And the 40 watts or so and the multi-band antenna is working beautifully. So glad you got an antenna back up, back on the air. I've had a few hiatuses over the years myself where I wasn't on the air, and it's always good to get, always a good feeling to get back on and see what's happening. I kind of felt that way a couple years ago here on 40. I hadn't been on 40 meters in about 5 years or something, maybe longer than that. So quite a while. And I got back on, I guess, spring of 2009, I think.
And that's right about the time that
the broadcasters were clearing out of the region below 7,200. So 40 meters was almost like a whole new band with those broadcasters out of there. You get on at night or even in the day and late afternoon and work into Europe no problem without having to work split or any of that other foolishness that we had done in the years past. And slowly, the band has come back around for the shorter haul stuff during the daytime. Previous years, boy, you and I probably wouldn't even be able to hear each other, except for maybe a short period of time in the around midday or something. So the short skip has come back during the day. So this is a much more fun band than it was even, say, 3-4 years ago. Before the sunspot cycle and some of the broadcasters moving out of that portion below 7,200. But now I got to get some antennas up for the higher bands. Todd and I were listening up on 10 meters and 15 and 20, but 10 especially was just busy as could be. Signals coming in from all over the world. So I got to get an antenna up for that band here, hopefully maybe by next weekend, and join in on some of that fun now that the sunspots are kind of maintaining some momentum and work around on 10 without anything, any prodigious antennas or high power. It's sort of a fun break. Although you do hear some guys with big antennas. In fact, we heard a couple earlier, guys running, you know, multi 4x4 and 5x5 stacks and stuff like that. But plenty of people just running simple dipoles, verticals, whatever. In fact, we were at the Ham Fest on yesterday. There was a guy there we know, Todd and I know for years. He has a backpack radio. It's an old, what is it, Todd?
PRC something.
PRC was one of the old military backpack radios from probably, what is that, maybe Korean War, Vietnam War vintage.
Yeah, it didn't run very much power, battery power.
And he has an 8-foot whip hanging off of it, and he was walking around the Hamfest working stations in Europe on 10 meters. So, you know the band's cooking when he can do that. So looking forward to getting back into that. So, hey, maybe we'll catch up with you this winter at the Richmond Fest. Definitely going to be going to that one. In fact, that'll probably be the next Ham Fest I go to, which is, you know, just a 40-minute drive or so up the road for me. And pretty good indoor fest there in the winter, kind of the first one of the new year. Always like to get in on that.
Yes, Frostfest.
So I'm going to say good afternoon to you here. Thanks for stopping by, Randy, and hope to catch you again. Welcome back on the air there. K4RHH in Richmond, K4HX in Williamsburg. Sam.
Okay, Steve. Very good.
Yeah. Europe around about 40 over 9 now, man. You're nailing it. Good signal. I guess it's just the conditions.
Okay, yeah.
Those guys from up to Dayton, I've seen them from Australia carry those things around on the back. Kind of a whole groupie of them, I guess, that kind of has a little association that they're pretty big.
Okay, we'll let you go. I gotta get ready to go here too.
Yeah, Fred and I are going to San Francisco next week, so. It's really nice talking to you. Sound good. You must be in a kind of a hollow room. It's got a lot of echo effect there. It's kind of like a big open area there. You've got need to fill it up with radios or something. My would not make that echo. That's for sure. Hey, great talking to you. And hello there. Yeah, get up some 10-meter stuff. I've got a scanner that's in was up to 2 minutes long. I've been hearing stuff rolling in about every day. I've seen middle of the day, Italy and France, jack back and forth. It just, you don't need much of anything. Get out and talk to those people now. Just a few watts.
Okay, very good.
Glad to make your acquaintance and talk to you. And okay, good. 73, K4HX, Williamsburg, KYHX, Lynchburg,
take care, Randy, 73.